It's a world designed to encourage and promote the growth of ideas and invention. And it's making great inroads in the representation of Emirati women in the workforce and in government. At the time of my visit, the UAE had 8 female ministers in its 30-member cabinet, and its ambitious 2020 expo was being led by Reem Al-Hashmi, another high-achieving woman. With its large expat community, many women are also active in the workplace. Lordi Lahdo, a Lebanese-Australian woman, is based out of Dubai as the general manager of Servcorp Middle East. She has found great success in her industry. In her first year working there, she won an award for Manager of the Year. So Dubai may have its critics, but arguably it is a place of dreams, easier to reach than the US if you're from the East, attractive to Westerners for its financial benefits and imitations of Western life. But my authentic Bedouin experience was quickly turning sour. I had longed to touch the desert sands, and after a month of intense interactions and travel in the region, I wanted to have some fun with Chris. So I'd registered us for this expedition of desert exploration. I had no idea at the time that trips like this in Dubai constituted an entire industry, so large in scale that the only variations between tourist providers was whether you paid more and got a bottle of booze thrown in. It was a decision I was now questioning, despite the joy I had experienced earlier, feeling the coarse sand fall through my fingers, the rush of being in a wide space where sky and earth are all you can see. That is, if you could tune out the vehicles speeding past as they bashed into sand dunes. "How many trucks come through every day?" I'd asked our driver when we pulled over for photos, feeling a rising sense of unease. Everywhere you looked, a cluster of white four-wheel drives did their worst against mountains of sand, the echo of passengers' excited yelps resounding in the humid air as the vehicles sprayed sand with every sharp turn. "About 1,000, he told me, without skipping a beat. His four-wheel drive was parked alongside 2 others, all of which had the hoods up to allow them to cool down. I quickly started to regret my part in this tourist procession. I didn't want to think about the environmental impact, the discarded glass bottles littering the earth around me, 1,000 four-wheel drives polluting the desert sands daily, and the trash their passengers leave behind are going to leave a footprint. "Did you hear that?" I said to Chris. "It's not 1,001 nights, it's 1,001 jeeps." Now, back at the camp, we were both ready to leave. I was quiet in the car as we drove back to Dubai, deep in thought, trying to decipher what truly irked me. Eventually, it hit me. Staring out of the window at the procession of those four-wheel drives heading back into the city. The tackiness of the so-called Bedouin camp appeals to tourists because it is perhaps the only way they can digest the Arab world. 1,001 Nights, the legendary storyteller Shahrazad, the romance of the desert, its intoxicating otherness. Gertrude Bell, whom Arab men apparently named their Queen of the Desert, an Anglo woman more greatly esteemed among them than Arab women themselves. It wasn't the myth or mysteries of the desert I was seeking that day. It was one step in a greater journey through the Arab world. I had hoped to fulfill a desire to connect to earth, to my heritage, transmuting an exoticized symbol into something more meaningful. In my mind, my ancestry trailed behind me, connected, unbreakable. I wanted to rebalance myself and make peace with my culture. At once something I treasured, but also found complex. I inherited this culture, and my perspectives were influenced by many things, so I wanted to go back to a beginning, to create a new narrative. Instead, here we were in a cliched theme park version of the Arab world. Fire eaters, belly dancers, camels, henna tattoos, and shisha pipes. Like a choose-your-own-adventure for $50. It was overblown, simplistic, and in no way genuinely engaging. I have never felt that it's appropriation to experience another's culture. I do think it's appropriation to dress it up and present it as a gimmick. It might be more forgivable if it's done by people within the culture on display, but it's no less tacky. I felt a bit sick as I thought about how inaccurate this cartoonish depiction of Arab life was. Also, that it was so popular among tourists. Is this how people want to see us? In simple, romanticized terms?